This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Jeremy Zachas. When last we spoke of Dallas the Spoodle with his collection of avian families, they were not showing up for breakfast, and Dallas was befuddled. He was out there just as usual in the cold temperatures, getting Jeremy up a little early during the weekday and especially early on Saturday. And yet, none of the gang was showing up, not even the teenagers. Jeremy, have they rallied? Where are the crows? Where are all his friends?
Well, John, what a difference a week can make. I can report now that not only are the crows back, the magpies back, and the sparrows, but we now have the cockatoos, the galahs, and the corellas all back in earnest, and all, I should say, not waking up at 6:30 a.m. like they were before they went on their sojourn and disappeared. 5:30 a.m. in the morning, these birds are getting up. They're starting their swan song. They're basically making a racket around the house here, which means that my beautiful 11-year-old Spoodle is now waking me up at 5:30 in the morning to go out and start to feed them. And I should say, too, I've noticed very much since they've come back this week, there is very much a procession of birds throughout the morning. So around about 5:36, we'll sort of go out and maybe Dallas will go for his walk first, or at least put some food down for the birds. First, the magpies come in. Then, probably about half an hour later, this is all before I have to go to work, so it's a very packed morning, I can say. About half an hour later, the currawongs are coming in on their separate shift, also wanting food as well. And then, sure enough, once the currawongs are gone, all the cockatoos, all the galahs line up on the fence, and they too want their feed. Needless to say, Dallas is loving all of this because any food that they don't eat, so we're talking about mostly ham at the moment because that's what we found out the birds love, and so does Dallas. But Dallas is going in, I guess, like a vacuum cleaner to clean up afterwards. So he's having probably maybe one or two small breakfasts when he'd normally only get one treat. But at the same time, too, the birds are all coming back in. But then I have noticed that once the galahs have all sort of cleared out, then the corellas. And corellas are these beautiful, very red and green colored birds that are just beautiful to look at. And they have a very, very melodic sort of song, I guess you could say. They too are also coming in, and they are going straight for the ground as well, which I've never seen before. Normally they tend to just sit off on the fence line or off in the trees and not even dare to approach. But for whatever reason, John, in the last week, something's changed. The birds are all coming down now into the backyard, with one exception though, the crows. The crows are not making their way into the backyard whatsoever yet. The crows are still sitting in the pine trees watching all of this happen. So I think, John, really, the crows are the ones that have been banished from the backyard. But for whatever reason, either somehow Dallas has communicated this, and Dallas is outside when a lot of this is happening, so I know they're not scared of him, but the crows are just not yet welcome here. So yeah, John, 100% different to what we had last week when the birds were again disappearing. But honestly, I've got to start buying more food because we've got more mouths to feed.
I'm suspicious of the crows. They're the geniuses. They're the ones who boast of their intelligence, and they're very smart, and they remember everything, and they know your face, and they know Dallas. They know everything. They're watching. What are they up to, hanging back like this? Maybe it's as simple as this. They see themselves as the owners of the property. This is all their terrain. They allow the rest of this lot, you know, the hoi polloi, to sort of like turn it into an Airbnb, but it's crow territory forever. And they can live 30, 40, 50 years. They've been there a long time. But hanging back like this, it's almost as if they have a plan. How far back do they hang? Do you see the big ones? Do you see any of them flopping around, or are they just in the tree?
They are just in the tree, really only at about 50 yards away too. So they're not a long, long way away. They're definitely within, I guess you could say, very close to the boundary. And I think there might be something in that, because we've also noticed too that there are a few more little items being dropped on our backyard, which are from the neighborhood. And when I say items, it's normally plastic bags, and it's maybe like little children's toys, which typically the crows are the ones that pick them up. So there is evidence that the crows are at some point coming into the backyard, or at least overflying it. But they're never more than about 50 yards away, John. So I think there's a little bit to be said about what you're saying there, because they definitely, they're not silly birds, and they don't get into a fight unless they have to, and they don't have to in this situation. So I think they could be maybe the kingdom keepers. Who knows?
Our crows are big. Are your crows bigger than the other birds?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, the crows are definitely the biggest birds out of the bunch. Even the corellas, which are slightly larger, sort of, I guess you could say, birds are a bit bigger than the magpies and tend to be the noisiest. The crows, still by pure size, are
Right.
quite a bit bigger than them. So they're definitely the biggest ones on the block.
Well, heads up, Dallas. They're up to something. They're awfully smart. Now, I don't know. It doesn't have to be sinister. Could be a surprise. Could be they're hanging back because of the temperatures or some kind of internal, sort of core discipline. But I pay attention to the crows when they come in the yard. They come in singular, but they watch each other. And in the morning, Grandfather Crow wakes all the children up. And then there's the op-ed, and then there's the, morning paper, and Grandfather has his coffee, and they circle around. And this is wintertime behavior. In the springtime and the summertime, they get up before the sun, which is very early, and feed early. In wintertime, they wait for the first light, which can be as late as 6:37, you understand, till our clocks change. So Jeremy Zachas, Dallas and his avians, except for the crows, we're mildly curious about what they're up to. Spring is coming, Jeremy. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out. So you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics. They're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.